What's the word, Josh? Devontae's Reaper Training, and y'all now tuned into the Reaper Motivation Podcast. And I'm glad y'all could join me tonight, man. I don't think it's going to be a super long podcast, but I had something that I wanted to get off my chest and I thought was very important to talk about. And I'm just going to get right into it, bro. So the other day, I was on the phone with this girl I'm dating at the time. And we was talking. I'm bringing this up because this is actually the third time someone's maybe more than that. This has been mentioned a few times, and I was sitting and thinking about it. I was like, man, I should make a podcast about this. This last time it was mentioned. So she's got back from a trip, and we was talking about the trip, and I had just said, I was like, yeah, man, I can't wait. Hopefully, maybe next year I might get something in. And she was like, that year is so long. Like, that's crazy. And I was like, man, I got shit I got to do right now. I just can't. A trip just isn't in the plans. And every time I say that to people, they all kind of look at me a little funny. And the point of this podcast is, I mentioned this a long time ago when I first started the podcast, bro. Success requires sacrifice. Success requires sacrifice. I don't care who you talk to, who you meet, who you, like, anybody. You find anyone who has any level of success in any field. I'm talking about from martial arts to finance to sports to whatever. It doesn't matter what they are. Businessmen, teachers, it all requires sacrifice. Without sacrifice, I know what Shannon Sharp said, something amazing. In an interview that he did with, I think it was a Morehouse alumni thing. I know he didn't go to Morehouse, but it was like a college alumni team building thing. And he said, I cannot promise you that sacrifice and dedication will make you great, but I can promise you that without it, you have no chance. And that is a fact. You have to sacrifice. And I'm saying that because I talk about social media a lot on here. Because social media is a large part of our lives today. You see, predominantly from what I've seen, women like with the traveling thing. But because women like to travel, men like to portray. Oh yeah, I love traveling. Yeah. Hello. Damn, my bad, guys. And then I thought my mic cut off on me, man. But you hear dudes talk about I love to travel, and you know, they're doing that to try to attract women. And dudes are spending themselves in the fucking debt trying to take these girls on these crazy trips and stuff like that. Listen, if you can't sacrifice 3 to 4 years of your life to where all that traveling, all the buying the BMWs and all that extra extravagant shit, if you can't discipline yourself for 3 to 4 years, then you don't deserve to be in an upper echelon of finances and of men in 5 to 10 years. You have to sacrifice. And I know the first thing everyone says, oh, well, life is to be lived and I don't want to. And listen, bro. Every generation of men, this is the reason why people say that our generation is full of bitches. I'm gonna keep it a buck with y'all. They're full of little sniveling, privileged little bitches. Because every generation of men has had to sacrifice to be great. You get these motherfuckers, I don't want to have to work 40 hours a week. Every generation of men has had to work 60 plus hours a week. For a period of time, at least, unless they didn't have a plan, they just did that their whole life. You're the special one, though, right? Everyone in their mind, like I said, social media puts this idea of like self-righteousness, like this narcissistic idea, like we're all above, you know, that was them, but I'm another echelon of individual, and I don't deserve to have to work over 40 hours. I should be able to go on vacation 4 to 5 times a fucking year and lounge around like I'm a fucking, Do y'all understand that the people that did the shit that you talking about was fucking princes and kings and fucking... And guess what? Those people that got in that position, their fathers and their grandfathers and their great-grandfathers put in the fucking work. You bitching for 40 fucking hours. Stop the dumb shit. I ain't turned up on this bitch in a minute, but I already know putting out this type of content, people getting their feelings and, oh, for 60 hours. Ah, I don't want to work 60 hours. I don't fuck that shit, bro. I don't want to hear that. You have to sacrifice. Now, I'm talking about the whole traveling thing because, and you know what? I like to give stories with this, and I feel sometimes some of y'all might be thinking I'm talking down. I'm going to give y'all a case in point with myself. 2 years ago now, around the same time, maybe a little bit earlier, this is back in maybe March, I had a friend that's no longer in my friend group that taught me and one of my other homies into going on a trip to Orlando. I said before the trip, I had no business going to Orlando because at the time, if y'all know me, I'm very goal-oriented. I had a lot of shit in works that I was trying to get together, and I was like, the funds and the time it's going to take to go out there is going to set me back. But I allowed myself to get talked into it. I don't blame anybody else. I blame myself because a man is a man. No one forces you to do anything. Peer pressure or not. Now, if someone's peer pressuring you, I would advise you to get out of that situation. But at the end of the day, it's your decision. So I told myself I shouldn't be going, but I went. That trip set me back like a fucking year. It did. It set me back like a year. There was a lot of things that I had in motion. I'm not going to get into details about it because they're in motion again now. But notice that. Look at that right there. 2 years ago, something happened 2 years ago, set me back to where just now, all the shit that I had planned is finally coming to fruition. That's what happens when you want to live with the fucking Joneses. Now, was it a good time? Absolutely. Was it a lot of memories? Absolutely. But let me tell y'all something. The sacrifice you put in now, those times will come back later. And to also speak to the point about, you know, life is to be lived. You can die right after you put on all that hard work. You're right. That is a strong possibility. It is. But just as much as life is about sacrifices, if you want to be successful, it's also about risk. There was a good risk. The next 3 months, well, really, this whole month and last month and the 3 months coming up, I'm probably not going to get to do much of anything. I've been seeing all these summer posts about it smells like it's hot boy summer outside or city boy summer, whatever the fuck. I'm not going to be able to really partake in much of any of it because I got a lot of shit going on and a lot of things I need to really focus on. And I accept that. Because this is what I chose to do with myself. This is what I chose to say that I wanted to take this out. Because this is what comes with you know, just being successful. And the risk is, after all this work, I could die at the end of it. God forbid I could just poof and be gone. And all that work, I never got to see the fruition of it. But I'm going to take that risk today because the reward is greater than the risk. I've lived a good life. Don't get me wrong, and this is why I also tell y'all, you know, to have the weekend sometimes to unload and relax and enjoy yourselves and get the fuck out the house. Get off the fucking game and get outside the house. Because even though you're hustling 85, 90% of the time, that 10% of the time, and let me also say this, where when you put so much into yourself and so much into your craft and what you're doing, those times where you enjoy yourself, boy, it's I can't even describe it. I just went to the club for the first time last weekend. This was the first time I went to the club in maybe a month and a half, two months. I was so happy. I had such a good time because I was like, man, I haven't done this in so long. And it feels that much better. But if you do it every night, if you bullshit every night, if you going on vacation every night, if you're, what's that bullshit everybody says now? Oh, catching flights, not feeling. Shut the fuck up, fo. You need to catch these fucking goals and dreams and aspirations and stop bullshitting with your life, because life is not a fucking game. No one's coming to save you. No one's going to baby you. No one's going to play with you. No one is going to play with you. You need to get up and get out the bed, get in the fucking gym, get a trade, get a skill, get an education. Go get that fucking bag, because the time you waste now is going to pay for it later. And no, you don't have to be in it. Because every time I hear, you know, dudes talk about, you know, I got a girl and she got me in the gym, she got me doing this. You don't need a fucking woman to get you on your fucking purpose. This is the problem with you motherfuckers. Y'all don't have no motivation unless some titties in your fucking face. Get up and put in the work now, today. Enough of the whining. Don't bitch about no 40 fucking, work over 40 hours. Yes, you will live. I promise you that if you work 50, 60 hours a week, you will survive. I guarantee you that you will still have fucking blood in your body at the end of that week. You'll be okay. Stop crying. You know, if a lot of people listen to that, the Kyrie Irving podcast, the reason why I got so worked up in that podcast is because I know there's people, like I said in the podcast, there's people that's looking up to Kyrie as an example for them to do the same shit that he does. But they can't play like Kyrie. Kyrie is a generational talent. He's a generational talent as a basketball player. And if he had the dedication of a LeBron James, of a Michael Jordan, of a Kobe Bryant, even of an Allen Iverson. And the AI really didn't outside. Everybody knows outside of basketball, he didn't, you know, dedicate himself. But when he was on that court, he didn't play. He was locked in 100% when the season came. I know Kyrie doesn't do that. But you know what? Because he's as good as he is, he can still be a millionaire like that. You can't. If you don't have his God-given talent and whatever trade you're doing or whatever like field you're in, you can't do what he does. So yeah, man, I just wanted to let you know, and this is just, and like I said, bro, social media is going to tell you need to be traveling 4 or 5 times a fucking year now. You need to have this. You need to fuck that, bro. Hustle. Your 20s is for hustling and enjoying yourself. I don't want to act like I said, I still go out and I have a good time. I don't want to make it seem like all day, all night, I just fucking work and train. But there's a time and place. And to spend $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 on a fucking trip, to save up, this is another thing, bro. People in their 20s save up for fucking trips. They save up for fucking trips, but they live in check to check. Don't do that, bro. I live check to check. Well, not currently, but for a long time I did. I lived check to check for a long time. Now, I never saved up for a fucking trip, because I already knew that's some dumb shit, that if I'm not going to save for my fucking self, why am I saving up for a trip? It's going to put you in more debt and more issues, bro. Listen, when you get to where you need to be in life, that is the time to celebrate. Trips and shit like that is for celebration. It's not just to do just for the fuck of it. That's to celebrate your success and your hard work. You need to earn that shit. Yes, I'm going to say it again. You need to earn that shit. No one earns anything. You need to earn it. With hard work and dedication, you earn that fucking trip. I don't know when I'm going to do it. Hopefully next year when everything, you know, if everything comes to fruition like I wanted to. Hopefully next year I can go to Africa. I really want to go to Africa. There's like 4 countries that I really want to go to in Africa. But I'm going to earn it. When I get there, I'm going to know that I put in the work, the dedication, the blood, sweat, and tears to get there. Not just fucking because social media told me that. So I don't want to make this too long because I don't want to keep yelling at y'all, because y'all got me a little worked up tonight. But this is the Mindset Zero Training. I get up with y'all soon, man. We don't chase dreams. We hunt goals. Let's get it.